because the spike type of waveform does not exist most of the time, back EMF coming from the coil or from the core of the lumped inductors is not going to be a problem because it's just got empty space to fight against. There's no applied field for the back EMF field coming from the core to fight against. So the only time the applied field manifests is to reverse polarity, to signify, okay, it's time to reverse polarity. Everybody switch seats, face the other way, turn around, you know? I mean, there's nothing to fight. You know, it's kind of like you're a boxer, right, or a fighter, whatever. You're a fighter, you've got an opponent, and you punch him in the face, and now he wants to respond by kicking you in the groin. The only problem is you disappeared. No sooner than you kicked, than you punched him in the face, you're not there anymore. And he's going, what? Where are you? Hey, come back here, you ninny. Come back here, you Winnie. Ninny, Winnie, same thing. And then you reappear, and of course he's totally perplexed, like, wait a minute. I wasn't expecting you to reappear that way. And so you reappear upside down. See? And after a while, he might get the hang of it, you know. He might count. He may get the beat, you know. And he counts one pink elephant, two pink elephant. And then he knows that to expect you to come about in reversed formation. So where your head was, your crotch is, you know, or something like that. Or where your face is, now the back of your head is, you know. So whatever, you reverse in some matter, probably in all matters. Left to right, top to bottom, front to back. Yeah, probably. In any case, you know, how does he fight you that way, you know? It's like, come on, you know. But still, he'll get the hang of it, you know. He'll have to figure out a move because you're never in the same place twice. Although you do repeat yourself every other time. But most of the time, you're not even there. And he's got to wait around. And he may decide to, he may forget to keep count. And he's like, oh shit, I was supposed to keep counting. And then he'll realize it's like a dance. And he's got to move like a dancer moves and work with you, you know, because you're not there most of the time. And even when you do reappear, you're totally reversed. So, you know, it's always good to look for analogies to point out the ridiculousness of conventional wisdom does not work in analyzing a free energy circuit, at least the type that I study, because it's just out of the box. It's so abnormal. I used to say it was like Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass because everything's turned around backwards, but it's worse than that. You think you know what backwards means or turned around. You're in for a shock. It's not going to be what you expect it to be. That's the best you can hope for, is that you're going to be in for a learning experience the hard way, trial and error. And, you know, it's unfortunate they don't teach it in schools, whatever. And consequently, you can only use trial and error to learn this shit, because there's no way, no matter how smart you think you are, you're going to get it wrong every time. I started out getting things wrong when I studied psionic circuits with a bionic flare before I studied free energy. And I was connecting myself up to circuits, and Peter Lindemann would warn me, don't you mess around, you're going to screw yourself. And I did. But there was no other way to find out. I had to be willing to make a mistake so that I could be corrected and then learn the hard way how to do things the right way. Because there have been, I've read those horror stories. People getting paralysis in their arm because they reached out and touched the device when they knew they shouldn't. They did anyway. And I think it even resulted in one guy's death. You know, he got paralyzed first and then he died several hours later. So I knew the risks. And I suffered through them, but I learned. I learned what it takes to make the thing work. And so this actually scares me more because of the high voltages, high current, whatnot, and you can get electrocuted before you realize what happened. Zap, zap, and it's all over, and you're already out of your body, and you didn't even know what hit you. You don't get to learn from trial and error. So, you know, here it's a little worse. There, you get to just suffer for several hours and then die. Or else you're paraplegic for life. But, anyway. So I've moved on to other things, and now I'm into this. Anyway, so what was I talking about? Oh, so, okay, enough said.